Hello and welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. My name is Bisola Fatoye and thank you for joining us. The rise in the cost of living in the country has over recent weeks stirred concerns among citizens in the country. The recent one being the over 100% increase in fees across so many secondary schools in the country. This has left lingering questions of how to cope with the new realities. Knowing that parents and guardians will be the ones to bear the brunt, let's hear what they have to say.
I'm speechless. This is not even double. I don't know if it is triple of everything we've been paying. Let's talk about the school bus. The school bus, as at last year, it was 15,000 naira. Now, the increment now is 50,000 naira per child. How can someone cope with this? No increment in salary, no increment in anything that will bring income to the house. This one I'm just telling you is just the school bus alone. I've not even gone to the school fees. The school fees as at last year too, it was 30-something thousand. Now it is now 64,000. Imagine having four kids in one school. We'll just learn from online. That's because even going to the place for the summer lesson is also a big challenge, because even the summer fee is increased now because of the whole hike in everything.
Yeah, my name is Victor. Speaking of my child's school, we are hearing already that very soon the new prices will be communicated to all parents, and well, obviously that means they are going to increase the. We are looking at increase in school fees. But currently now, the school bus that comes to pick our child from the house every day, that one obviously, I mean, because of the increase in fuel price, the school bus fare too has been increased. Right now, we are even looking at a way of looking for a nearby school where we can probably trek and go and drop our kid by ourselves without the help of any bus. The whole fuel subsidy removal thing in the country currently, it has affected virtually everything. It has affected the market prices to commodities, it has affected the transportation, and it's not funny.
Abiola Damilela. Yes.
Well, the way they increased that school fees is beyond my imagination.
So how much were you paying before and how much is the school fees now?
Before now, I'm paying 7,500, but now it's 13,800. So I've not even know how much I'm going to pay this time now.
Is but it private school or government schools?
It's private too. It's not easy for everybody now to be paying such school fees. So because even the economy of this of our country now is beyond our imagination. So we plead to the federal government and to the educational sector that they should please, they should have mercy on all those poor people, because it's not easy even to find the school fees to work hard before they get the school fees.
Those were some parents who must do the needful to give their children a bright future. These hard times affect both parents and children, but if quality needs to be maintained, sacrifice, they say, is inevitable. Let's hear from a school owner why they were left with the only option of increasing school fees by over 100%. As my colleague Daniel Oluwole speaks with a school owner.
Okay, my name is Ahmad Muhammad Yusuf, and I'm the proprietor of Ikera International Model School.
Okay.
So definitely the main reason, which I think is the most important, has to do with the welfare of the staff of the school, because they are also Nigerians and they are going to the same market we are all going, buying the same fuel we buy. We all know the reality of today, where there is high inflation in goods and services. So definitely to maintain the standard of living, because they deserve a very good standard of living because of what they are doing for humanity. Definitely you also have to see how you can also up their salaries and other welfare packages so that they can happily work in the school. And secondly, you know, school is a learning environment where you do a lot of things. There are a lot of things involved, from teaching materials, learning materials, research, and a lot of things that would improve the educational standard and services. And those things, you also have to go to market and all those things to buy them. So definitely, there's increment in prices for utility, for maintenance, for research, for lab items, and a lot of things. So definitely, that is another reason why definitely there is an increment in school fees at the secondary school level.
So as a proprietor, sir, yes, how much do you think it could be added to school fees?
The obvious truth is that even the parents of our students are not finding it easy. So I think it should be a gradual process, maybe considering the reality of the nation. Because even if there is increment, for example, in the salary of civil servants, are all your parents civil servants? Some are farmers, some are marketers, some are, you understand?
Definitely
there will be complaint, but you have to work with reality. Most of the time, we tend to lose our staffs, you understand? But because they need to survive. And one of the major thing that kills school system is inconsistency of teachers. Of staff. Today you have this teacher, tomorrow you change to another teacher. Doesn't go well, you understand?
It
takes time for children to get used to these teachers, you understand? So it's just the reality. A teacher is coming using bike to your school or car, a commercial vehicle of 150, 200. Now all of a sudden it's 500 or 700.
These teachers that are trying every day for the children to learn daily, is there something attached to or added to their salary to motivate them?
Definitely.
Okay.
Either is connected. Their salary increment and their welfare package is connected to the increment of school fees.
That was Ahmed Muhammad Yusuf, the owner of Ithera International Model School. Now, despite the concerns amongst parents and guardians of the boarding that this new hike in school fees brings, the commitment to ensure the best for their wards seems to be non-negotiable. Though we seem to know what occasioned this increase, let's find out a breakdown of what this increase covers. But before then, let's go on a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. Before we went on a break, we spoke to parents as well as a school proprietor. From the parents and teachers who bear the burden of seeing that indeed, the leaders of tomorrow are neglected when it comes to education. Is there any way around the hike in the price of school fees? Let's hear from the chairman of the National Parent Teacher Association of Nigeria, Haruna Danjuma.
Let me take it step by step. As for the federal, you mentioned earlier, federal unity school is for the federal institution of education. And it is set aside for the successful and or rather the parents that are willing to send their children to the unity school. And fees, you call it, to our understanding, that is not school fee. That is other charges. Other charges mean as stated clearly in the circular, boarding fee, textbook, exercise book, medical, stationery, and all other material that I need that student is in need of for his own academic career. That is also different from the junior secondary school, SS1. On resumption and that of SS3, where there's additional of exam fee for NAPTEC, WAEC, NECO, and you choose two out of the three tickets. So the charges differ. So as for the first-time student, the way we've seen it and we understood it is 97,000 all the way together, with the exception of tuition fee, because of the free and compulsory education for our Nigerian students, for our children. And the one of the second, first term of JS2, that is J Junior Secondary School, that one is 72,000. And that of SS3 students, that's why we find the amount, the fee, the amount or other charges high to 117,000. And simply because of our examination, the price has high. And you can see from what in the content of the list of the charges for those materials, whether the price or the charges has right or not. So in totality, we have discussed on that, and it does not affect our tuition fee. It is now left for the parents whose children succeeded in getting admission into that school, and the parents feel they can go for it because if you are talking of their school belonging to state government owned secondary school, we buy all those materials by ourselves. We clothe our children, I mean, we buy uniform for them, we buy books for them, we take care of medical fees and whatever, all the rest, all in all. So you see, federal government cannot buy school, all the material for those in the boarding and leave our children in their school just for that. So we discuss about that, we see the reasons for that, and we see that. And as for the private schools, you know, they are in education business. So it is now left for the parents to decide for themselves whether they are taking their children to private school. If it's private, it means you pay for the service. So that one, I think we can only join the hand together and appeal to those private schools that have increased the fees, because in their own, they are charging for the tuition fee. They are charging for everything together. So it is the parent-teacher association in that school can sit down and discuss with the school authority, or rather the principal of the school, or the owner of the school. That is somebody that has that school to discuss and arrive at an agreed school fees and other charges. If they so agreed to be paying for all the materials for the school to provide. So if they like, they can buy, like some of the parents do, they buy all the materials from their own source and then give it to their child, take it to the school and use it for his academic career. So these are what Nupton, the way we are looking at it. We have not forced Ministry of Education for the high, what you would call it, high, for the fees, because the situation in the country has found itself. That is it.
That was Haruna Danjuma, the president of the National Parent Teacher Association of Nigeria, who highlighted the fact that school materials never buy themselves. But how does all of this affect education for these children, the future of tomorrow? Let's hear from an educationist as he speaks with us.
Okay, my name is Dr. Musa Abdullahi Sufi. I work with Mariam Abacha American University of Nigeria and Niger, and also coordinator for Ademo Abogbeze Foundation, a foundation working on education. Okay, so I think there are several factors. There are actually a long time neglected factors, and there are also the emerging recent factors. So whatever the case is, what is very important is for us to know that lack of government proper policy for the implementation of guidelines, making sure that all the schools from secondary schools, if you find out that most of these schools, they just increase it the way they want it, they can skyrocket it, they can mediumly skyrocket it, and what have you. So that's been the long-term factor that caused. So whatever thing that comes in now, that comes actually comes because those laws are not implemented and serious in terms of that is not taken as supposed to be. And then with the also changes of the different economic challenges of the country, looking at the recession, looking at the challenges of lack of adequate power supply, looking at basic necessity of life, prices increases from fuel to all other things, transportation, and all the things that are happening around. So those also become another factors that the school's management must also have to tally for them to increase, for it to increase the price. So what we are seeing today is, if you take, for example, the major source of energy for the transportation system, which is fuel, the price is tripled at once. So what you expect is that if the school is using a generator, or if the schools are using buses, or the school is using anything that has to do with the energy, definitely they have to increase the price for them to tally themselves with that. So it's the reality that happens. So, but at the same time, some of these schools, because those policies are not working from the government, so it will allow the schools to charge anyhow they want to charge without considering what other people will go through. Because the same school system that is going to be affected by the fuel price increase, the parents of those children are also being affected. Secondary and primary school education, they are looking at it as a serious business now. The educational provision of the quality of education for better country is also not really the major thing. The major thing is the profit.
Do you think parents can survive this?
Yes, I think it is unfortunately not, majority of parents cannot survive it, because even if government is talking about increasing the average the wage of people. We need to also understand that not everybody is working on wages. And anytime you increase wages, it's actually going to multiply the effect of this hardship to other people who don't have a wage, because the prices will also increase because wages are automatically increased. And think on another way that is better to solve this problem.
That was Dr. Musa Abdullahi Sufi. Many schools have announced a significant increase in tuition and other fees, while others are still planning to do so. And although parents are on edge, one thing is for sure, a parent would always give the best they can as much as they can. God bless Nigeria.